You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Meseches Psachim, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Second to Amud and Arve Psachim. It's very exciting. 20 blot, 20 more blot. Okay, let's do this. Okay, so we mentioned in our Mishnah, so Arve Psachim, Arve Psachim, a little bit complicated, right? Our parak is called Arve Psachim, yet it's... It says Erev Psachim, so Tosfos up there deals with that. What's going on? What does it? What does it mean Erev Psachim? And also that's also even aside from the fact, like okay, aside from the contradiction that we call the parak Arve Psachim, that's not a contradiction. That's because we hold like the girsa. There's two different girsas. One says Arve Psachim, one says Erev Psachim, and the girsa that we have over here in Gemara and in Rashi, not in Rashbam though. Notice Rashbam is Arve Psachim, and then Tosfos says Erev Psachim. But the problem with Erev Psachim is, what do you mean Erev Psachim? That's Erev Pesach, right? That's strange. So Tosfos up there says Igersin Arve. So Nicha, it's all good if you tell me that the correct text is Arve Psachim, so it means Erev Pesachs in general. However, Igersin Erev. Okay, remember this is what it means. Erev Sheshochetin Bo Psachim. It's the evening where they shecht Pesachs. Karban Pesach.
That's during the day, though. But okay.
Good. Afternoons. Good point. First of all, it's during the day. Secondly, the Mishnah is talking about after the time where no one was shechting Pesachs anymore. It's not okay. But yeah. So whatever. He said Inami. Maybe that's why he says another one. Erev Pesach Rishon V'Sheni. It's Erev Pesach Rishon and Sheni. Okay. It's hard. Sorry, Arve Psachim seems to make more sense. And indeed, that's what we call it. Okay. So we said that Erev Pesach, Samoch Lemincha, Lo Yochal Adamash Adje Techshach. And then the Gemara asked on Amud Aleph, sorry, on Amud Beis, this is the first Amud over here. It asked, hold on, don't we have that same principle by other Shabbosos as well? Other Shabbosos in Yom Tovim, you don't eat Erev Pesach. And we gave two answers in the Gemara. One we suggested was Rav Huna, who says that you're right, but that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi argues in general that it's not that that Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you can eat Adje Techshach until it gets dark. And so the Chiddush of this Mishnah is it's even Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees by Erev Pesach that it's different. And Rav Papa said, no, you can even say it's Rabbi Yehuda. And the distinction is the Samoch L'mincha, as opposed to L'mincha Ulamala. From Mincha time, Mincha Katana and on, which is 9.5 hours into the day. But Samoch L'mincha would be Samoch approximately half hour before that. So 9 hours into the day. So that's the Chiddush. So in general, by Shabbos and by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't eat anymore. You have to stop eating. And according, but on Erev Pesach, says our Mishnah, it's even a half hour earlier. Okay, so both those reasons, there's something special by Pesach. Of course, Rashi and Rashbam both told us that thing that didn't by Pesach is that matzah is to be eaten b'teavon. I actually gave a shir about that this morning in West Orange. So I couldn't say like talking about what whichever opinion you take in the Gemara over here, why is it such an important thing to eat the matzah b'teavon? It has to be teavon. We don't have this by many other mitzvahs, right? You know, that has to, and especially as Tosfos up here, Lo Yochal quotes the Yerushalmi about the Isser. There's an Isser achilas matzah Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach. Aside from the fact that the minhag, many people extend the minhag to not eat at all Nisan or even Shloshim Yom to not eat matzah. So we don't have that by most other mitzvahs. So that's I discussed in the share there. I can send the link in the group. So anyway, those are the two ways to understand the our Mishnah and why it might be different from a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. We then brought a brisa though that was problematic. Because the Braisa says, "Lo yochal adam erev, right? V'hatani lo yochal adam erev Shabbos v'yom tovim mitesha shas olamal k'deshi shekanes the Shabbos k'shu taiva diver Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi omer ochav v'holich ashitechshach." So we had the amachlokas, where where he says even at samoch lemincha, right? So we first questioned whether that was an authentic brisa or not. We said, okay, indeed is, and we said therefore that this the second approach is not so pashet ela machavarta k'der Rav Huna. That's what we said at the top of Kuf Amad Aleph. Rashbam explains to the Rabbi Yossi itzrich that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that it's even the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Umin amincha diktani hach brisa samoch lemincha kamar. And when the brisa says regarding erev Shabbos and erev Yom Tov according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's also samoch lemincha. Don't make a big fuss about samoch lemincha min amincha lamala. Don't make a big fuss about that. It's the same thing. The chiddush over here in our Mishnah is that it's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who typically says by an Arab Shabbos or Arab Yantav, you can eat Ashatech Shach until it gets dark. And it's a chiddush that Rabbi Yossi would seem to agree with the general principle of Rabbi Yehuda, at least by Arab Pesach. Now the Gemara asks, Ulu Rav Huna minicha? Wait, is it really so good for according to Rav Huna? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the same Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Rabbi Chanina. We have a teaching, an Amoraic teaching, that halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi be'erev Shabbos. That the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda on erev Pesach, and the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi on erev Shabbos. So halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach. Michlal de Pulig, Rabbi Yossi, v'tarvayhu. So the implication of such a statement is that Rabbi Yossi does not agree, meaning that I said he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, right? That he's motivated Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's general principle of not eating erev something. So Rabbi Yossi agrees there, but we wouldn't call that halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Because that would seem to say that Rabbi Yossi holds against that halacha. So you can't tell me, don't tell me that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda by the Mishnah, and that this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi would seemingly still argue and would just choose against him. So the Gemara says, lo, halacha michlal depligi b'hasaka. No, there's a different aspect that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue about, aside from the eating Erev Pesach and that is Hafsaka. Hafsaka is, if you're already in a meal, do you stop? Titania, like we learned in Brisa, Mafsikin l'shabasos, if you started a meal at a totally okay time to start a meal, right? You started before Mincha, Samach L'Mincha, whatever it is. And it extends into, you know, it's getting dark now. So mafsik in the Shabbos. So on a Shabbos, you're mafsik. You stop your meal. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain mafsikin. Rabbi Yossi says you are not mafsik. So let's take a look at. Sometimes you have to choose between Rashi and Rashbam. I have to remember who said what. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi over here. Halacha mechlal depligi lahasaka. Right, it's the last wide line of Rashi. Ha'adam Rabbi Yirmiya halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach. This of Rabbi Yirmiya that the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach. Demashma, it implies depolig nami Rabbi Yossi be'erev Pesach. So lahafsaka hu depolig. No, it's only regarding hafsaka that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Dim hischa lechol af be'erev Pesach ena mafsik. That if he began to eat even erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi would say he's not mafsik. Aval haskil, but regarding starting your meal, mod Rabbi Yossi da aser. Rabbi Yossi would admit that it's aser. Umasnisen, and our mission over here, which says lo yochal adam achetechshach behaschala the Rabbi Yossi. It's coming to teach you the haskala, the beginning of the meal, and according to Rabbi Yossi, de kamash malan, it teaches you de mod Rabbi Yossi be'erev Pesach de ein maschilin. The Rabbi Yossi admits erev Pesach that you don't start. However, Rabbi Yossi would stand his ground and say, but if you started in a kosher time, you don't have to stop. You can just continue into your night. Rashbam even elaborates. You can continue into your night, and then when you're done, you bench, and then you make it a. Hard to imagine.
Sounds great.
It's hard to imagine. But that's what Rabbi Yossi says. And therefore, we say, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, not like Rabbi Yossi. So we paskin like both of them in regards to not beginning a meal, Samach Lemincha Erev Pesach, but regarding Havsaka, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You do have to stop. You have to stop. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, okay, back to the Gemara. Umaisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's in brackets there, but clearly from the story we see that he's here. Rabbi Yossi, Shahi Masubin ba'Akko. They were Masubin, they were reclining in Akko. Was this Erev Pesach? It doesn't seem like it. Right? Just because it's Masubin, because they always are Masubin. Right, so Masubin was common. For us, it's very uncommon. Masubin, so we split Masubin like the Pesach thing. But we see this terminology used throughout Shas. Though it was, I mean, if you take a look at the our Mishnah, which says that an ani, even afilo ani shall be Yisrael lo yachal ad sheyesev, that even an ani in Yisrael does not eat until he reclines. So what's the chiddush about an ani? Even an ani doesn't, like, of course, right? The isser of eating samoch lemincha, which obviously apply to an ani as well. Why not? Because he's extra hungry. Like, what's the reason? So one of the mafarshim says that it's saying no ad sheyesev, that he's until he comes to his seder, and even he has to do haseba, because haseba was not done typically by aniyim. More chashuva people reclined. So when you have over here these great tanayim, gedolei ador, especially Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who is a nasi, so they're doing haseba. And when you see throughout Shas, people doing haseba are usually a little bit more higher end. But aniyim typically not. However, Pesach, even aniyim do it. Okay. So anyway, Rabbi Yossi show you Masubin ba'Akko v'kiddush aleihem hayom. And the day was sanctified upon them. Meaning, not that they sanctified the day sanctified itself because they're in their suda. So it's already nightfall on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Amar lei, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to Rabbi Yossi, Beribi, Beribi is we've seen it before. It's a name of Chashivas. Rashbam says, Kach Koru Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. This is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel called Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. Chalomar Gadol Hador. Basically, he's calling him Gadol Hador. Beribi. Ritzonocha Nafsik. Is it your will? Back to the Gemara. Ritzonocha Nafsik. V'nichos L'divrei Yehuda Chaverei. No. Is it your will that we should stop our Suda and be concerned for Rabbi Yehuda, our friend? So it seems like it's not Erev Pesach. Right? It seems like it's a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. And because we would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to see it, not the case over here. So he says, Rabbi Yossi, listen, we're all sitting together. Rabbi Yehuda's at our Suda. Should we maybe it'd be nice not to make him feel uncomfortable. So let's just be like, let's say like him. Let's end the suda now. Let's Amar lo. So Rabbi Yossi said back to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Bechol yom v'yom ata mechavev divarai lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. All every single day you cherish and mechavev my words before Rabbi Yehuda's. V'achshav, but now ata mechavev divarai Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. But now you're going to, in front of my very face, with Rabbi Yehuda here, you're going to be mechavev his words. Hagam lichbosh es hamalka yimi babayis. Right? So you see that they were also still feeling the effects of Purim. Right? Quoting Pasuk in Esther. Are you even going to conquer the queen with me with me in the house? Right? This is Achashverosh. Says Achashverosh comes in after, right after. He just needs a breather. He needs to take five. He goes into his garden. He comes back even angry, basically angrier. And he sees Haman falling on the bed. And Esther's there. And then he says, you're even going to conquer my queen with me in the house? Like, I'm right here. What a big booster this is. So he's saying that's what you're doing to me, right? Like, If you want to pasken against me, okay. Right. Well, when I'm sitting here, he's sitting there, and we're going to stop and we're laying. So Shema Gabalina says, "Im Cain, lo nafsek." Actually, we're not going to stop. Shema Yiru Hatalmidim Viku Halacha Ladoros. Because maybe then Zamidim are going to see and they're going to go be Kaveya the Halacha Ladoros. It's interesting. Like what changed? Wasn't that a concern beforehand? But he sees. I guess Rabbi Yossi was there already making like having a discussion about it and a back and forth. It's something to be now. It'll get the attention of the Tamidim and get them to ask. It'll get them to paskin. So Amru Lo Amru. So they said regarding this event, Lo Zazim Mishamat Shakavu Halacha Rabbi Yossi. They did not leave that spot until they were koveya the halacha in accordance with Rabbi Yossi. Rashbam elaborates what that means, which is that damar ein tzarich hafsik klal ela yigmar sudaso afil meshach hashecha v'yivarecha berachas hamazon v'yachach mevi lokos. Okay, and then you right, so you don't have to do anything until benching. V'yachach mevi lokos sheni l'kiddush hayom, and then you bring another kos after you did the kos for benching. Then you have your second kos, not even Pesach. You have your second kos. Kiddushani l'kama mishmatin ela porish. Okay, we'll continue. We'll continue a few lines. I don't want to get too far down, because especially because this next one is short. But we'll do a little bit. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Ein halacha lo k'Rav Yehuda v'lo k'Rav Yossi. Halacha doesn't follow Rav Yehuda or Rav Yossi. Ela poris mapa. Rather, you spread a challah cover, like a right tablecloth, umakadesh, and then you make kiddush. That's what you're going to do. So, I want to take a look at how Rashbam understands this. Let's see. So Rashbam. Okay, so we're like five lines from the bottom of the Rashbam. V'nira be'enai, it seems in my eyes, desvir le'le Shmuel, that Shmuel holds, de'lacha k'Rav Yossi. Right, because we have a problem here. How could Shmuel and Amora just say, oh, halacha is not like Rav Yossi or Rav Yehuda, like these two Tanayim, rather, I have a third shot. Shmuel doesn't have the authority to do that. So Rashbam explains, it seems that he really holds like Rav Yossi, which is that technically you can keep going. As we establish halacha like it, but he comes to teach a chumrah that technically in a din we really hold like Rabbi Yossi, but a nice chumrah alatzmo ksas shaliyik mersuda, so that you shouldn't better not to finish it. V'yikadesh and make kiddush achar kach. Ela yikadesh. Don't yigmar suda so yikadesh achar kach. Don't finish your suda then make kiddush. Ela yikadesh tchila. Don't take another bite. Take a mapa, put it over your food. V'yachach yigmar sudaso. Alta Shmuel de Amar Kamanda Habrais. Okay. So that's what Rashbam suggests. Now Tosos over here quotes Rashbam. First of all, we should note that Rashbam was one of the Balei Tosos, right? He was brothers with Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva. And he's quoting Tosfos, but over here, Rashbam gets his own parish. So it says parish Rashbam de Isli the Shmuel de Halacha Rabbi Yossi El Shabbal Hachmer Al Dvarav Shalol Ligmar Suda Kodem Kiddush Di Lo Te Mahachi Shmuel de Amar Kaman De Brisa Dikshani Paris Mapa Mikadish Lomay Bavsachas Achila El Babal Lahaska Lechol. Right. So basically, he just quoted Rashbam, because otherwise, there's no opinion that Rashbam that Shmuel is holding like. But the Tosfos says over here, "Ubechinam dachak de Shmuel savar," right? But it's really ubechinam dachak. It's for no reason that he had a dochik upshot to say such a thing, right? Because the Shmuel savar kechachamim dach yisab Yerushalmi says there's a Yerushalmi that has the third opinion, the opinion of the chachamim. Right, Yerushalmi, Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Huzu diber Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Ava chachamim omrim. Poris Mapa Makadish, right? So basically, if you know the Yerushalmi, says this anonymous Baal Tosos, who's not obviously not the Rashbam, says the Yerushalmi is quite explicit. A parallel Gemara that says Shmuel says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, rather it's like the Chachamim and your Poris the Mapa Makadish. So that's how we understand. I guess two ways to understand. I mean, it's hard to argue. It's also that Yerushalmi, but when we see over here Shmuel being kovei lahalacha, so Rashbam says he really holds like the more lenient opinion, and then just adds a chumrah of his own. But Tosfos says no, it's Yerushalmi, and it's actually a third Tanaic opinion, the opinion of the Chachamim. And then Rishon Shem tomorrow, someone is going to challenge if Shmuel really said such a thing. Okay.